playing the Hunter Valley's greatest hits on 981 2NM, Cat Stevens and Moon Shadow, and some Red Hot Chili Peppers before that, Under the Bridge. This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. I mentioned a little bit earlier that yesterday I was able to catch up with the Emergency Services Minister, Steph Cook. Local state MP Dave Lazell brought her to town to do a couple of things. First of all, she was in Musselbrook visiting the progress of the new fire station in Market Street opposite the train station. And that's where I caught up with her. She then went down to Singleton to inspect firsthand what the female firefighters are putting up with as far as sharing one toilet and one shower in a fire station with all their male colleagues, and then went out to Broke as well. Now, I think she thought she was just coming to a country town and was just going to, you know, trot out her talking points and then go along her way. But she did trot out her talking points, and then myself and colleagues from the media here locally put her through about a 25-minute, session of questions that she ideally was hoping she didn't have to answer. So let's have a listen to Steph Cook.
We're on track for it to be completed by the end of the year, which is absolutely fantastic. And especially given, the scenario that we found ourselves in this year with inclement weather conditions for months and months on end. And, of course, we've seen these areas, subjected to widespread flooding and natural disaster declarations. So against that backdrop, it is absolutely fantastic to be here today to see this work well and truly underway. The slab is down, the construction is well and truly commenced, and I think it's coming along really, really well, and look forward to it being completed and providing our firefighters with state-of-the-art facilities. This will be a three-bay station with training facilities. It's capable of being a staging point for bigger events and bigger incidents. It'll have the fitness areas that are required. We need our firefighters to stay fit, to respond and able to do their job to the highest possible level, and it'll have facilities for duty commander. So all in all, it's a huge improvement on their existing facility. I know they're looking very forward to seeing this complete and come to life and moving into their new digs. I think I might pass to across to Dave, who'll no doubt make some remarks on how important this is for your community here, Dave, and the wonderful work that our firefighters do locally.
Absolutely. Look, it's great to be here, and I thank the Minister for coming along. This is a really exciting project for this region in terms of increasing that capability in the fire and rescue in Musselbrook here. And we've seen it all the way up and down the Hunter, of this investment in the infrastructure that we have into various different capabilities that we've got. We saw the drones going to Aberdeen the other day. The last time we were here, we saw a brand new truck arrive, and now today we're looking at a partially built brand new fire station, which everyone is really excited about getting into and making use of. It just really is supporting the great work that the people and that are involved in fire and rescue, and more they're getting involved in not just a local fire, but they're getting involved in floods, they're getting involved in car crashes, they're just getting involved in all these major events in our community where we need to pull in emergency services. And I think that's really the call out now. They are fire and rescue, and they truly live up to that name. So we thank all the local participants who are involved in this station.
Obviously, our crew of 16 at the old station are feeling a little bit cramped, so we're extremely pleased to have the Minister and the local member here looking at the new stations that's coming along and the investment for the Musselbrook community as a whole. Moving forwards, this station's going to be fantastic for the crews to work out of, with a training area at the back, which can bring local stations into to combine the training together. Also staging for future events. If we have major emergencies, we can bring a strike team here and work them out of this station with the facilities that they can remain waiting and be able to go at immediate notice. This area is going to be filled with three fire trucks, with two which are operational all the time and one as a reserve. And with 16 crew on board, it'll be fantastic for them to move into the future with.
Minister, this is obviously going to be a brilliant facility, yet recently we've had criticism from Singleton firefighters at the Singleton station, the fact that they still only have one toilet and one shower, and they're calling for even temporary facilities to be installed so they're not having to get changed in front of each other when they come back for a job, because under the union rules and safety rules, they need to all be showered and ready within half an hour, and that's not possible in the current arrangements. Fire and Rescue Management have said, well, there's a budget and they've got, you know, 50 gazillion stations they've got to consider. Is this good enough?
Well, I'm here today with Dave Lozell. We are here, obviously, in Muswellbrook, as you've identified, having a look at the work that's underway here, and we'll shortly be heading to Singleton. I'm very keen to have a look at the facility for myself, and there's no doubt Dave's been banging on my door about that particular station at Singleton and the challenges that they're having there. He's doing a great job in terms of advocacy. I am here to see it for myself. I'm very proud that as the first female Minister for Emergency Services, we have secured $50 million to upgrade stations right across New South Wales to create that gender separation in relation to bathrooms and other facilities. I'm determined to make sure that money is put to good use. Those priorities are determined by Fire and Rescue. But as Minister, I'll continue, with the help of people like Dave, to fight for every single dollar that we can get our hands on, because it's important going into the future that all of our fire stations have fit for purpose, and we're seeing increasing numbers of women join the Fire and Rescue New South Wales ranks. In fact, we believe that we have the highest number of female firefighters of any service in Australia, and that's something to be very proud of. We've got to make sure that we continue that investment into the future. I'm proud of the $50 million we've secured so far. I look forward to visiting with Dave very shortly, have a look at it for myself, and we'll carry on from there.
Will you be meeting with some of those firefighters when you inspect?
Yeah, I expect that we will be there to meet with the local fireys. It's a good opportunity, of course, for me to also thank them for the work that they do. It's already been mentioned here today, the efforts of Fire and Rescue, particularly this year. It's not just about responding to fires. It is about that road crash rescue response, which they do in areas like this and, in fact, right across the state. But it's also the strike teams that they've sent into other places, up into the Northern Rivers, for example, when we experienced those devastating floods earlier this year. Fire and Rescue are an incredible organisation, very, very professional, and I'll continue to work with them, of course, and fight hard to secure the funding they need to continue upgrading their facilities.
Are you able to or prepared to direct Fire and Rescue to upgrade the station if what you find is not satisfactory?
At the end of the day, I need to be guided by the priorities of Fire and Rescue New South Wales. As Minister, it's my job to fight for the funding, to secure that envelope, and then pass that over to Fire and Rescue. As you've already identified, there are a lot of stations across New South Wales, many of them with heritage listing orders on them, and it's important that Fire and Rescue be allowed to do their due diligence, get that priority order right, and then as Minister, I'll continue to fight tooth and nail for every dollar I can get so that they can get on with that important job.
At face value, though, I guess if you've got men and women showering, almost next to each other, that's not really a comfortable workplace.
Oh, there's no doubt there's a lot of work to be done in this space. I'm not shying away from that at all. But $50 million will get us get a lot of that work done, and certainly looking forward to that. And if we need to secure more funding to complete upgrades at other stations beyond what that envelope is provided for, then I'll continue to fight tooth and nail to make sure that we secure that funding and see that roll out all the way through.
Emergency Services Minister Steph Cook speaking to myself and other local media yesterday during a visit to the Muswellbrook Fire Station construction project. Also in there, you heard from Dave Lozell, local state MP and Acting Chief Superintendent from Fire and Rescue New South Wales, Brett Jackson, on Hunter Valley today on 981 2NM.